Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Suri. How can I help you?
Yes. My name is Margaret Creo, and I'd like to cancel an order. I don't even remember when I ordered it, and I never got it. And they charged one of my accounts. It's called HYPEKETO. What is that?
We serve several different products, but if you give me your zip code, I can see what you ordered.
18301.
And what's your first and last name?
Margaret Creo. I just called up 2 minutes ago about the watch and the earbuds.
Okay. And can you confirm your shipping address?
1316 Sterling Drive, East Stroudsburg, PA, 18301. What is this Go ahead.
And I do see that you got the watch and the earbuds. What can I do to help you?
What is this other thing, HYPEKETO?
What price is it coming up as?
I don't have nothing here for a price. I know they charged me something for shipping. This was like some kind of survey or something, and then they suck you into buying stuff. I don't want this thing, whatever it is. Is it supposed to be something for your hair?
No, this is a watch, and you got some earbuds too. So the $5.97 that you paid, that was shipping for the watch, and the $18.94, that's the charge that's showing up on your account. That's the 1 year warranty.
I don't want this stuff. I'm gonna send this back. Could you charge this to my account? Charge me back to my credit card?
Well, the earbuds are sound quality, and they do go really loud, and they're really nice. I can give you a 35% discount, and you just keep them.
So what's the discount going to be? Be a credit to my account? Huh?
Yeah, it would be credit to your account, but since you haven't been charged the full amount for them,
yes, I have. Been charged.
You've just been charged the 1 year warranty, and you was charged shipping. But you wasn't
Wait a minute.
You wasn't charged for the actual product.
$24.91 was charged. That's what this gentleman just told me 5 minutes ago. You know, I don't want any of this stuff. How do you just take me off of everything and charge me back my credit card, please? I don't want this. I don't want to be charged for the earbuds. I don't want to be charged for anything. No warranty. That whole damn thing was a scam.
Well, give me 1 minute. Let me see what I can do for you. So the earbuds, they get excellent battery life, and they have a clear sound quality, and the watch helps track sleep patterns and measure steps. I can extend out your trial for a full 30 days, and you just see how well you like them.
I don't want it. Just forget it, honey. Okay? Could you just charge back my account, please?
I tell you what, I hate to lose you as a customer. I'll throw in my family discount, making those earbuds half off. Well, not half, 75% off. And the watch also.
So how much is all this going to cost me? You're talking about warranty and paying for the item, too? In other words, I wasn't charged for the item yet.
Correct.
How much is it going to be charged to my card, honey? Can you tell me?
Okay, so overall, the watch, and bear with me because I'm giving you a 75% discount, so this might not even be the price you pay. The watch is $59.97. The earbuds are $29.97. Now, let me see how much it is with the discount.
Listen, that was not charged to my account. That was not told.
It will be charged to your account, ma'am, because, listen, you started a 14-day trial when you placed the order for just shipping. You wasn't getting it for just shipping. It was a 14-day trial, and if you don't cancel within 14 days, you'll be charged the full amount. And if you want to return, you have to ship it all the way back. You have to pay for shipping, and you have to pay for the 10% or 15% restock fee. So you're paying another $11 just to give them back. And I'm trying to just
I don't care. $11 is better than paying all that other money. I don't want this. Okay? Just take me off this whole damn thing.
If I discount you 75%, ma'am, you'll be paying $15 for the watch.
For the two items? No. It's going to be more than that because you're going to give me money for the earbuds. You're going to charge me for shipping and handling and tax. Just take me off of this whole thing, please.
Well, technically,
I have no
you're use. Done with the shipping because you already paid that. You're just about to be charged the full amount. And
that wasn't the case. That's not the way I understood that thing on that survey. You know, that's a damn scam. You do a survey, supposed to get free items, and then you wind up have to pay. I don't want any of this. Take me off of everything.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me see what I can do.
I need some more butter here. What do you call? I need a plastic baggie to put that away. Could you get me a freezer bag?
Give me 1 minute, ma'am. I'm still looking over your account.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Everything was all a misunderstanding here. I didn't understand this whole thing. I thought you're getting the watch stuff just by paying shipping. Then they charge another $12.95 or something for the earbuds. This was, like, not good. I don't want any of it. So don't even ship it out, okay? Gotta take them out of the box.
Okay, so there is a... Hold on. There's a $9.95 restocking fee, so I'm going to subtract that from the amount that I'm refunding you, but you do have to return the watch before you get that refund. So are you ready to write down the address to ship the watch and the earbuds back to?
Why, it won't be in the package?
When you get them, they already ship. I can't stop them because they're already shipped, but... I can give you the return address, so when you once you get them, when they're delivered to you, you can return them back. But it's a restock.
How much was charged to my card already for this items? $24.91 I heard was charged.
Correct.
So you're going to charge me $10, so I'm going to get back how much to my card? So in other words, you're not going to give me the credit now till I send the watch back. I don't even ship it out.
It's already shipped, ma'am. And since it already shipped, there's nothing else I can do.
Okay. So Oh, darn it. Hold on a second, honey. I got to get a paper and pencil. There won't be an address in the box there?
No, ma'am. Well, I'm really not sure. I've never ordered the product myself, so I can't tell you what's going to be on the box or not. But I do know it's advised for us to give you an address.
All right, so where does it go to? What's the name of the company?
Hold on. Okay, you ready?
Yes, I am.
2066 North Capitol Avenue.
2066 North Capitol Avenue?
Correct.
But what's the name of the company? What goes on for the address?
I'm not done with the address, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
STE 3010.
STE. What is the name of the city and state?
The city and state is St. Joe's, California.
St. Joe's? So it's ST what?
No. What I said STE 3010. And then San Jose, California.
ST-3010. Is that the suite or something?
I don't know, ma'am, but it's a part of the address. Did you get the E on the end of the STE?
ST-3010, 2066 North Capitol Avenue. Now I need a city and state, please.
San Jose, S-A-N, Jose, J-O-S-E, California.
Uh-huh. And the zip there?
The zip code is 95132.
95132. Now, what's the name of the company?
Okay, so the name of the company is called Shop Vibe Watch.
Could you say that again? Shop?
Vibe Watch. Shop Vibe Watch.
So, could you just spell this for me? Because I know, I've never heard of this. S-H-O-P.
Yes, S-H-O-P-V-I-B-E.
Uh-huh. B-I-B-E?
Yes, and watch.
Let's do this one more time and then I'll hang up. S-H-O-B-B-P-P-I-B-E.
Correct.
Watch, 2066 North Capitol Avenue, STE 3010, San Jose, California. San Jose, California, 95132. And I am going to be getting how much back from my credit card?
The 9, hold on. Give me 1 minute, ma'am.
So it comes out to like $14.20.
Hold on. What did I say the restock fee was? It was $9-something.
$9.99. I don't know.
Well, the restock fee was $9-something, and I was going to. It was the. So
you
it would come out to.
It, can you waiver the fee?
No, ma'am.
I can't believe you got to pay $10 to put it back on the shelf. That's crazy. So I'm expecting $14.92 back on my credit card.
Yes, and I think you got to pay for shipping at the post office too. So you're paying more than $9.
Well, it's better for me to pay that than to pay for a watch and earbuds, which is not included in that scam that you had on that phone here about supposed to be free gifts and everything. All you do is pay for shipping. They never mentioned anything that you have to pay for the merchandise later on. That's baloney. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
Well, 1 minute, ma'am. I still have to...